Good morning. It's 8:37. This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City. Time now for our Community Corner. A few minutes late, but I think nevertheless we should have some fun for the next few minutes because we have something big happening at St. Thomas Aquinas in Webster City a week from this coming Saturday night. It's an event that's been held for so many years, and that is the Friends of St. Thomas Aquinas School Ball. I'm being joined by a very good friend, Heidi Tesdall from St. Thomas Aquinas. Heidi, good Thursday morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here today. So we got the ball coming up next Saturday night.
Next Saturday, April 27th. Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll gather at St. Thomas to have our annual fundraiser. It'll be our 23rd Friends of St. Thomas ball. So we're excited about that. A lot of fun things planned. You're coming, Pat.
Yes, I am coming. I never miss it.
Ready for the festivities.
Yeah, looking forward to the big night coming up April 27th. And first off, why do we do this each year, Heidi?
Yeah, Pat, we have an annual fundraiser. We've been doing this to support our school. We're like any other school, any other private school. The basic tuition doesn't necessarily cover the cost of educating our students. So you take that cost to educate a student and doesn't really match up with the tuition. So we have a third source, what we consider our third source income, which is our fundraising and our support from our community and our donors. So, and this ball completely supports the school 100%. We take funds probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I committed to taking a percentage of the funds from this event and putting it in our endowment so we can be saving for the future. So, but the ball mostly supports our operating budget, programs for kids, field trips, you know, everything that goes into the cost of educating our students and paying our teachers. But we take a percentage and we put it in our endowment, so we're saving for the future.
So that explains the reason why we have this a benefit each year at St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, St. Thomas is supported mostly in three ways. Supported by our parish, by the tuition that we charge our families for students that attend, and that third source income, which I talked about, which is the funds from this event.
And this event has grown through the years. One time, Heidi, they did the ball over at the where the Lynx Golf Course is now, clubhouse, back, I think it was
23 years ago.
23 years ago.
That's when it started.
When they did that at the Lynx Golf Course. It took a few years off, but then it's been building and building ever since there.
Yeah, it did start there. We talk about that every year. I think they raised about $10,000. In the first year, they did a raffle. Mm-hmm. I think it was a raffle for $5,000 and sold tickets. But a great start to what has become an amazing fundraiser. And for the last 5 years, we've been able to raise over $200,000. And our goal this year is $250,000. So we were at $249,000 a couple years ago, and we haven't really kind of gotten over that mark yet. So we're hopeful that we have a successful event next Saturday and raise funds for the school.
I know that COVID played a role, sadly, with the event we had back in 2020. That was done through Zoom, I believe, for that there, Heidi, for all that year.
Yep. We did one by Zoom, and then the next year we did a limited in-person event.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the lunchroom at St. Thomas, because that's when the church was under renovation and we didn't have the space of the gym. So that was the virtual event was in 2020, and in 2021, we did the limited in-person event. And then in 2022 was when we came back to our first, back to the gym for the first time in a couple years, and that was the year that we raised what is our record to date of $249,000.
Indeed. So that we're proud of that. But we have a big night. Let's talk about what's all taking place there, Heidi, on April 27th.
So doors open at 6. We'll have our silent auction items and our live auction items out and available for preview. We'll have the raffle. So tickets are available for the raffle for the grand prize of $10,000. We play some fun games. We recognize a friend of St. Thomas annually. We've been doing that for 3 years now. And we'll have a live auction, have fun with friends, and a great dinner. Our meal is set. I just got that menu yesterday, and it looks amazing. So, and we always have a specialty drink, which is a blackberry bourbon lemonade this year. So kind of a drink of the year. And then we'll have our live auction, and we'll close the night with entertainment by Reed Jarvis. He is a singer-songwriter from the Des Moines area and has a band that he's bringing up. So close out the night with some fun dancing and entertainment with friends.
Indeed. What kind of food are they serving this year, Heidi? Just to please our palates.
It's a little bit of a barbecue style. Here, I can give me just a second. And
absolutely.
I'll
you have all the time in the world to do that. Again, we're talking with Heidi Tesdall from Webster City, St. Thomas Aquinas about the ball, and you have your information, I presume, in front of you there about...
I do. So we're calling it a New Orleans-style barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
We some shrimp, some pulled pork, some smoked biscuit, jalapeno corn, spoon bread, some mac and cheese, a bunch of fun different salads, slider rolls, cowboy candy, assorted cupcakes for dessert. So nobody will go home hungry, Pat.
Of course not.
The menu looks amazing.
Cowboy candy. What exactly is that? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know.
It's candy, I suppose.
I don't know. It's on the list.
All right. So they have to find out for themselves.
It'll be your surprise.
Okay. So we'll find out what cowboy candy is when that's being served up next week from Saturday there at St. Thomas Aquinas Parish Center. Now, of course, we have a raffle drawing, too, that night and a whole lot of cash.
Yes. So raffle tickets, the grand prize is $10,000, second prize is $2,000, and the third prize is $1,000. And those tickets are one for $50 or three for $125, available from any of our St. Thomas families, church and school office, mm-hmm. and from our very own Pat Powers.
Yes, so just contact us. We'll be glad to sell you tickets to enjoy the ball and the raffle. Well, actually, the raffle tickets, but the ball tickets are available at the St. Thomas Aquinas Church office.
They are. They're also available online.
Oh, okay.
If they go to stthomasball.com, we have a website for our event, and they're able to buy their tickets there.
Very good. And that's at the St. Thomas website
stthomasball.com.
stthomasball.com. And we're going to give special thanks to a lot of sponsors making this all possible, don't we?
Yes. So we started doing sponsorships for this event, and then they roll over into the next school year. So we recognize those sponsors as sponsors of our school for the following school year and do a lot of recognition for those businesses in the community and surrounding community that support us. So I would like to recognize those.
Sure.
Our title sponsor this year is Tassler Incorporated. We have two diamond sponsors, and that is Tim and Kathy Finucane at Edward Jones, Finucane Wealth Management, mm-hmm. and Van D Supply Company. Three gold plus sponsors, Heffernan Chiropractic Interior Spaces and Hawkins Industries, so we thank them. A list of gold sponsors, Green State Credit Union, Life and Healthcare, Meharry Family Dentistry, Advanced Heating and Air Conditioning, Avela Bank, Wolf Eye Clinic, Osweiler's, Groves and Chiswick Law, Gabrielson Clinic, and then a couple silver sponsors in Webster City Financial Bank, Seneca Foundry. Rounding out our list is our bronze sponsors with Gilbert Flooring and Paint, People's Credit Union, Fairway of Eagle Grove, Webster City Custom Meats, Abens Realty, Prime Life Integrative Medicine, Boone River Financial, Aaron's Ag Service, Platinum Connect, and Besser Company out of Boone.
All right, so very good to those companies. Without them, this would not be all possible for the big Friends of St. Thomas Aquinas School Ball. And this runs from 6 p.m. until what, midnight there?
Yeah, probably about midnight. Sometimes we stay a little bit longer. We'll see how the festivities are going.
Yeah, so again, be sure and get your tickets for the Friends of St. Thomas Aquinas School Ball. They cost now $60 there, Heidi.
Yes, $60 for a ticket, and that comes with a great meal, and entertainment, and a fun night.
Mm-hmm. So be sure and get your tickets now for that. It's going to be a fun evening. Nevertheless, did we leave anything out there, Heidi, for this?
I don't think so. I mean, I could highlight a few of our auction items, if you don't mind, Pat.
Sure, go ahead.
We've had a lot of businesses that have supported us with silent auction items, and live auction items. So we always have our ever-popular class projects that we sell in the live auction.
Oh, yeah.
All of our live auction items are, they'll be previewed on the online, but they're only sold. You have to be at the event or have somebody there bidding for you for any of our live auction items. And those will include, we have a half a beef, we have class projects, we have some fun Girls' Day Out trips, a grill, with a meat package and a lot of fun different things on the live auction. And those will all be available for preview starting on Saturday. Our silent auction is filled with tons of certificates from restaurants and places in the community. We have a diamond necklace from Gilbert Jewelers here in town. We have some certificates for services at Shanti Rejuvenation Center, and the list goes on and on. But we hope that you just log on to our
27th. There was an issue with a hatch handle in the morning, and by the time the team fixed the problem, the winds in Cape Canaveral were too strong, and they scrapped the launch. So Sutherland notes that it's the sequence of events that could have led to the downplaying of the O-ring issue. The more the rocket launch was postponed, the more eager folks were to get on with the mission, despite the risk. So here's a piece from his book. At some point, the question, are we safe to launch, was replaced by the question, are we really going to delay the launch again? So it kind of goes to show how perception, it can play a huge role in decision-making and risk-taking, even more so.
Fun.
Thankful for all the support in the community.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to mention there, too? I think we've covered just about everything.
I think we're good. So just
we're good.
Hopefully everybody considers joining us. Stop in. Give us a call if you have questions, and join us on Saturday.
On behalf of Heidi and myself, we want to stress this is open to everyone. You don't have to be a member of St. Thomas Aquinas to be a part of this. This is open to everyone.
It is. Yep. You don't have to be a part of the church or the school or the community. If you're looking for a fun night out, come join us. So.
Yep. That runs from about 6 until midnight, April 27th, for the Friends of St. Thomas Aquinas School Ball, and that's being held in the Parish Center here in Webster City, right there on Des Moines Street. And there'll be a raffle, food, cocktails, live and sound auction from what Heidi talked about, raffle, and the appearance by Reed Jarvis out of the Des Moines area providing the music for dancing. Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Heidi?
I don't think so. Thanks so much for having me, Pat.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad to get the word out for that. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Thanks, Heidi. And that does it for our Community Corner on KQWC. Tomorrow morning, I'll be talking with our state representative, Shannon Latham, about what's happening in Des Moines. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30 right here on KQWC. It's 8:50.